Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. Hope you are having a wonderful week. This is our 259th episode of the podcast, and I really do appreciate you tuning in as a listener. It means the world to me to know that you take a few minutes out of your week to go ahead and listen to the podcast. And if there's ever anything you want to hear on the podcast or hear me talk about on the podcast, don't hesitate to drop me a line. You can just shoot me an email at info@danieljgregory.com, and I'll be happy to pick up your topic and consider that for a podcast. Also, I just want to remind everybody that I've got my 2020 workshop schedule up on my website. So if you just go to danieljgregory.com, you'll see the under teaching and workshops, you'll find the 2020 list of workshops and photo talks that are happening at the studio. I would love to see you, if it works out, come out and attend one of the workshops. We have a lot of fun, and it's a really great location out here on Whidbey Island to actually have a photography workshop. This week, I wanted to talk about the impact of pressure in our photography. And I think it's one of the things where a lot of us feel like we're under a lot of pressure sometimes in our creativity and our creative process. And that might be for a whole host of reasons. Maybe we're in a certain location and we only have a certain amount of time available to us, and we really want to make sure we get the right shot. Or we have expectations for a photo shoot to turn out a certain way. Or maybe we just have a desire to make some kind of photograph or some kind of process work better than we want. Maybe our own ego gets in the way, and we're just trying to make something that we think needs to match and fulfill what our ego tells us needs to happen. Or maybe we just feel like there's a lot of weight on us to learn and try to grow and try to create something unique and original or significant. And there's a lot of reasons I think we can end up feeling like we're under a bit of pressure. And that's because we often tie our sense of production with pressure. So the more we need to produce, the faster we need to produce, the more we need to create something quickly, the more likely we are to feel like we're under some sort of immense amount of pressure to make that happen. And at the same time, it's odd because I think there's sometimes pressure for us to do things when we're not maybe necessarily making photographs, printing photographs, creating photographs, organizing them, or working somehow in our photography practice the way we would expect. And so as we work through this sense of being under too much pressure, too much work is looming on us, there's too much weight on our shoulders, I think we need to find ways to address that, because pressure is one of those things that can build over time, and we don't even necessarily realize that it's kind of inching up on us. And so as the pressure builds more and more and more, we end up having undue things happen to us. And so if you think about your physical body, and when you get tired, you overwork a muscle, and how that muscle fatigue sets in, that could not necessarily happen instantaneously. It could be over a long period of time you end up with something like a repetitive injury or repetitive stress within a joint, that you feel the pressure that's happening from extended overuse. So it's over time that builds up. So it's not always this immediate thing we sense. And so how do we figure out, one, that we're under pressure, and what kind of things do we do to help relieve that pressure to make sure that it doesn't become a burden or become a pain point for us that has us stop doing something? I think one of the things is that as we work with our photography and we're out creating photographs, we have to change from the notion of expectation around what we think we're going to find in stalking out that image and trying to create a sense of something that we're going to photograph in a way that has us feel like if we don't successfully create that photograph, we somehow have failed. So we put an undue burden on ourselves, an unnecessary amount of pressure to create something of value rather than respond to what we see. So it's the notion of seeking something we could photograph or stalking something we could photograph, to put it in kind of an either or category. You know, if we're seeking out something, that means we're going to get trapped into finding it. If we're stalking something, that means there's a creepy value to it. But if we actually can recognize really what is it at the core of the photograph that really matters to us. So even if it's an iconic photograph, you've traveled, say, to London and you want to photograph a Big Ben, but you can't get the position right, the weather right, whatever it is there a way that you can relieve yourself of that unnecessary burden of carrying that preconceived conception? So that's one of the things that I think we get trapped into, is this seeking, stalking, preconception notion versus actually seeing when we're out. And we've talked about this a lot on this podcast, but I think part of the recognition of making good and great photography is seeing what's out there and recognizing our own relationship to what we're seeing rather than what we think we should see. And so if we can actually just photograph that which we're seeing in the moments we're seeing it, I think we end up with much more significant and important and personal photography rather than trying to artificially create some sense of false reality. I also think one of the things we have to do is we have to sense and recognize that certain things in our photography and our creative life require some level of prioritization. And so if you're struggling to try to make something happen, I think it's important to look at really what level of priority is that. Is that something that should even be a priority? Because sometimes we prioritize and work on things that have nothing to do with anything of value. They become busy work, or we have ascribed them some level of importance, and so we put pressure on ourselves to actually do something that's not important. Maybe it's not important that you keyword your photographs because you don't ever want to keyword your photographs. Or maybe it's unimportant to you that you're doing something in your photography related to learning a new skill in Photoshop, or maybe going to the camera store is something you do every week because you just kind of wander the camera store hoping you'll find something in there that'll make you a better photographer. So you prioritize that time spent at the store versus actually going out and photographing. Whatever it is, no matter how big or small, I think it's important to look at what we do and the prioritization of those things we do. And it's a pretty easy fix here to remove that pressure of having to do all those things. If you sit down and just make yourself a list, and next to that list, you put two checkboxes, the list of everything you're doing with your photography and your creativity, and then the checkbox of, does it make me feel better and does it give me energy? Do I actually want to be more engaged in my photography by doing this activity or less engaged? So that's one of the checkboxes. And then the other checkbox is set up for, is this actually important to helping me get my photography done? So we're looking for places where we have all the things we do in photography, and we've checked the box that they're important and they provide energy or give us joy. Because if we're doing things that are important and give us joy and give us energy, we're going to be more apt to continue doing those things and continue working. So I think that's a really easy way for you to start to look at what are the things you're doing that you can potentially let go of and release some of that pressure. Because this is an attempt to help us prioritize, an attempt to help us figure out what do we need to do in our photography to keep us moving forward without feeling so burdensome by the weight of all the things that we think we need to have done. Another release valve against this pressure is gauging our reactions to our own photography and photographs. I think one of the things that we do is we are really hard on ourselves when we're out making work and we're creating photographs. We don't necessarily respond as well to our own photographs as we do to others. And so as we look at our photography, we need to come up with a clear, consistent way of discussing and thinking about and evaluating those photographs so that we don't let bad photographs get through and we work on good, meaningful photographs that we're interested in. And while that probably takes some time to figure out what's good and what's not good, I think learning our reaction to that is important. Another release valve that comes to mind when I'm thinking about, you know, putting ourselves under pressure, particularly around this notion of production, is figuring out what are the responsibilities we feel like we have to others around our photography and creativity. And just like we have the list of our joys and the things that give us energy that are important, we also have things that are also involved with others in photography, whether it's a critique group, whether it's a camera club we're in, whether it's just a group of friends we hang out with, it's an online community, it's posting to Instagram, whatever it is that you have additional responsibilities around. I think really sitting down and figuring out what is it about those responsibilities that is helping you and hindering you in your photography. I watch a lot of people say that, oh, I have this great project where I'm posting every day for 365 days. I do a photograph a day and I make sure it gets up there because I find that to be motivational. And they start the year off that way. And then by July, August, you'll be with them and they're like, oh crap, it's 11 o'clock at night and I haven't posted my photograph yet. And they'll just take a random photograph of anything just to continue the streak of getting the photograph posted. And while I do think at times it's really important to have some of those goals, because I do think it can push us out of a rut. It can push us in our creativity in a different way. It can force us to actually work because we're trying to hold that goal. I think understanding really what is it about that is driving the behavior. Because the original reason to probably set that up wasn't that I just wanted to take a photograph every day for a year. It was probably I wanted to take a good photograph, a meaningful photograph. I wanted to try to create something interesting. And at some point, if that shifts and it's no longer that piece, the accountability of really what at the center of the work was has disappeared. So it's important to either return back to that center or let go of the behavior, because the behavior is putting this burden on you that says you have to create this image every day. You have to create this print every day. You have to learn a new Photoshop technique every day. You have to do something every day or every week or every month. And when you're no longer engaged with that in a meaningful way that's allowing you to create from a meaningful space, it can actually reduce our ability to create. and engage with the behavior we originally wanted. So judging the reaction to some of the responsibilities you have is also key in trying to figure out how to deal with the pressure you're under. The last piece is what I said in the very beginning, that a lot of pressure is tied to the notion of production. It's tied towards the creative act, the creation of something. And I think it's one of the things that if we can shift our mindset a little bit into what defines production and to acknowledge what is happening with production, we can end up with a much better space. And the analogy I like to use for this is as we come around to spring up here in Pacific Northwest, we're starting to think about gardening. We're starting to think about planting things. And if I plant a seed and put that into the garden and cover it with dirt, it appears as if nothing is happening. The production is zero on the surface because that seed has to get watered, some fertilizer gets to it, the soil nutrients get to it, and then all of a sudden a little root develops. And once the root develops a little bit, eventually the top will pop through the soil, and now it looks like something is happening. But to say that nothing is happening when the seed is put into the ground would be a disservice to all of the power and energy and ability of that seed to grow into a plant. Our photography is that way sometimes as well. A lot of the production we do is not necessarily related to the actual photograph. All of the things you see and look at and read and observe become core foundational elements of your own photography. They inform and influence how you see the world. And so to say that you're under a lot of pressure to create work might be a misallocation of the information you have about what defines work. You know, that expectation and ego that says photographs, 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 edit, 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 print, 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 might not be where you're at right now in your production cycle. So maybe the pressure you're putting on yourself is you're not recognizing what you're actually creating now. Maybe what you're creating is an energy reserve that you can store up and a way of seeing and understanding so that when you pick up the camera and go outside, you're able to create meaningful work because you're getting prepped to create meaningful work. So recognizing these different elements and just the fact that you're trying to produce might be creating the pressure is the thing that's causing the problem. So finding these pressure relief valves and finding a way to remove some of the pressure from yourself, whether it's in how you prioritize, how you view responsibilities, your reactions to things, your expectations when you go out in the field, or just recognizing that production doesn't always mean to be creating. Sometimes you have to plan. Sometimes you have to rest. Sometimes you have to recharge. Sometimes you're just a seed that hasn't yet poked through the dirt. All of those things are elements that come into play in how you actually create the photograph. So I hope that you're able to use some of these techniques. If you're feeling just a little weighted, a little under pressure, like you can't really move forward, you know, find your own release valves or try some of these techniques that I've talked about in today's podcast and see if they can help you move forward in a meaningful way so that you can create something amazing and wonderful and enjoy your photography. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get a chance to get out and make some amazing photographs, get a chance to spend time with family, friends, and loved ones because it's always important that we spend time with them. Also, don't forget you can always find the podcast up anywhere podcasts are hosted, so you can always switch platforms, be platform agnostic, and go ahead and listen to the podcast. Thanks again for listening. It really does mean the world to me that you tune in and listen to the podcast every week, and I'll see you next time.